Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Paul, I'm going to ask you a personal question. Do you use a diffuser at home, or do you burn candles?
None of the above. I do burn incense on occasion, and when I do that, I usually crack a window open to keep the fresh air going.
If you do that, do you sit in the lotus position?
I don't know. I just kind of like the smell of certain kinds of incense. Like I've got one right now called teak wood and tobacco.
Well, one of the things that we collectively don't think about, because I have a diffuser that I use to keep the air moister, especially in the wintertime, you know, in the bedroom.
But is it scented?
You can use oils to scent it, or you can just use it as water vaporized.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But apparently, that can be an issue for people that might not even realize it's an issue. You know, talking about...
Especially the candles.
Yeah, so...
I was reading recently a few days ago about that.
Janine Humphrey is an environmental consultant at MARS. Janine, good morning. Welcome to KDK. So what is MARS, first of all?
Good morning. MARS is an environmental testing company. It stands for mold, asbestos, radon, and smoke.
And the reason I point that out, Janine, and we have a community here that's called MARS, so I didn't want people to be confused.
Yeah, I've seen that in a few other states, too.
So, that said, you heard Paul and I discuss scents in the home, and part of what you do is see what the effect is on us, human beings. So, what did you discover?
So that is correct. So we also do chemical testing as well. We do a lot of things for homes with asthma, allergy-like issues, chemical sensitivities, and VOCs or candles. Sorry, it's early in the morning here. Candles and diffusers can heighten that in people with sensitivities. So that's one of the things that I got into this field for, is I have chemical sensitivities myself. Our homes are usually pretty tightened up, and so a lot of that stuff just kind of recirculates in there, and then we take it into our lungs because it is fine particulate matter in the VOCs, and sometimes that can trigger breathing issues or sensitivities to that.
And obviously this time of year, a lot of people drag in a real Christmas tree on top of that.
Yeah.
And then certainly there are a lot of people that do like to burn scented candles and use diffusers and also those air fresheners that plug in. We got a lot going on now that you mention it.
Yeah, we do. We want our homes to smell good.
Which people are they? Are we talking about that have these sensitivities, and what are their symptoms?
So, a lot of people can have different sensitivities to things. It may not even be someone in your home. It could be a family member that you invite over. Sometimes it can be hives. Sometimes it can be coughing. Sometimes it can be eyes burning, itchiness. So there's a lot of different types of things that it can cause, but mainly it's going to be headaches, eyes, throat, coughing, stuffy feeling, things like that.
And obviously, if you add pets to the equation, a dog or cat, that I would imagine ratchets it up quite a bit. So what do you recommend? Obviously, if people are having issues, then they sense something's going on. But is there an air cleaner that you can get for your home that works that you recommend?
There is. So if you do have something going on or something does change and you bring something new in your home, stop using it and kind of see how you feel. You know, you can choose unscented beeswax candles, but I mean, everybody wants it kind of for the scent. If it's something that you really like to have, something everybody should have is air purifiers in their home. Air purifiers, especially with the activated carbon filtration and HEPA filtration, really help improve the air, but it's also going to lessen the amount of VOCs and it's going to grab it as it's being put off from the candle. So it very well may help. And also change your HVAC filters regularly. But the other thing that I like to do is open the windows once a day for about 15 minutes, even when it's cold outside. That fresh air inside your home will really do wonders. And you want to do that, make sure that you're doing that when your indoor air quality outside is good too as well.
I'd like to go back to the air purifier question because I was considering replacing the one I have. What should I be looking for in an air purifier?
Good question. So a couple things you should look for. You want to have that HEPA filtration and that carbon filtration. You also want to look at the square footage of the room that you are going to be putting it in and make sure that air purifier is going to be adequate for that room and how much it's going to do every 30 minutes or every hour. What's it purifying? And then also look at the cost of the replacement filters. That's a very important one, because if those replacement filters are not affordable, then you may find yourself not replacing it. And when that carbon does need replaced, you have to replace that carbon right away.
Good advice. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too. That is Janine Humphrey with organization called Mars, and they study the air quality inside your house.
Yeah, it really surprised me the other day when the power was out and I was using a flashlight to get dressed in the bedroom in the morning. And when I opened the doors to the closet and started moving clothes around, the beam of light was shining in there, and you should have seen all the dust in the air, right? And that got me thinking, you know, I've got an air purifier in my room that I don't use enough. I should replace that and maybe get a couple. That might be a good idea for the first of the year.
Especially in the bedroom when you're spending whatever hours sleeping or in there.
Well, think about it this way, too. We both have CPAP therapy.
And
so it's forcing the air, right?
Yeah, I have a device. I don't use the air.
Oh, you've stopped?
Yeah, I use a device. They actually, I understand it was an innovation for the military, for those who have, you know, issues with COPD.
Sleep apnea.
Thank you. So they wanted soldiers. So it's a dental device that keeps your throat open while you sleep.
I wish that worked for me.
But you don't have an apparatus you would take into the field. You
so
know,
this works for you.
Yeah.
Great.
I think.
But still, you know, even if you're sleeping with your mouth open, you know, again, you're taking in all that the dust that's moving around. So. But I like what she said about opening the windows. In the wintertime, I'm not going to do it for 15 minutes, but I'm willing to do some.
It all goes back to my Aunt Sis in Millville, who passed a couple of months short of being 100 years old. This is a couple of years ago. She used to tell us, get out and get the stink blowed off you. Well, 6 days until Christmas, and they say 158.9 million people will be shopping tomorrow at the malls and stores in person. How about that? Like old school. Mm. And joining us, our morning news editor, Pat Septak, who has delivered gifts because a lot of people will be off, including you, Paul, starting Monday.
Of all the people that we work with in the newsroom, Pat is certifiably, without any doubt, the number one Christmas fan.
He's got these great shirts. He's wearing a hockey jersey from Christmas Vacation,
yes,
with Griswold on the back,
that's
a double,
right,
zero, and from Wally World, a moose on the front with a Santa hat.
Yeah,
very good.
Clark Griswold, yep.
I thought, since you were kind enough to give us cards and a little red boot that, mm-hmm, looks like a Santa boot,
yeah,
with a Christmas wreath on it and stuffed with goodies.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I open this?
Not at all.
This is kind of fun. Aaron, did you get one? If you didn't, I'm sorry, we're not doing this.
Oh, I did. Look, I hate to burst your bubble. Just kidding. Pat is amazing. And he got me one, Tamira one.
Well,
got
he's very
chocolate.
Thoughtful. He clearly listened in grade school when they told him, if you don't have something for everyone.
Santa came this
Paul,
morning.
Did you get one?
I did.
Oh, look at
there
this.
There hasn't been time to get in there, so.
A cheddar cheese block.
Oh, my.
Pasteurized milk, cheese culture, salt and enzymes.
Mm.
And that's in a, it's a little package.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have cheese, thank you, in the boot.
So it's a snack type deal.
Yes.
Snacks.
Right?
Meat and cheese.
This is right down Marty's alley.
Classic.
Marty's a big snack guy.
I am.
We all love snacks here.
I am
we?
A snack guy. Yeah.
Larry, hold him up to the camera.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can see on our live stream at KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And also our KDK Radio YouTube page, there's two little chocolate snowmen. But this is my favorite. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, last year it was so popular you did it again. I don't know if everyone gets the same thing.
Depends, sometimes. This year, everyone got the same thing.
I got a garlic wiener.
Oh, boy.
Nothing.
but that goes well with the cheese. Now all you need is a cracker.
Nothing screams the holidays more than a garlic summer sausage.
You know, it was a tradition in my family to give at least one, you know, box of Hickory Farms to somebody in the family who would then open it up at the family gathering, and we would all descend on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pat, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Merry
Pat.
Christmas.
I got a Charlie Brown card.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas time is here, and it's, you know, the Peanuts gang. Skating. And
that's a great scene from the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
That's one of my favorites.
So nostalgic. Yep.
I'll be delivering the coal on Monday. I'll have to ship yours to you,
you know. It's a shame that we don't have the Charlie Brown Christmas tree that Jim Colony often would put up there by his desk.
Well, you told me something that I wasn't aware of. So we have all these beautiful poinsettias that somebody brought in all over the stations. But
right.
One of them.
Oh, you're going to like this, Pat. Wait until you hear about this.
One of them was terribly wilted, so it needed water, right?
Okay.
So I I kept putting it on David Balerato's desk, you know, like that tree. And I'd put it right by his microphone.
So he confesses to me this morning, Pat.
I said, I keep doing this to David. And then he ruined it for me because it would go back to the same place every night. So the overnight cleaning crew, right? I thought David put it there.
And I told him, I said, David's been off this week.
Oh, that's great.
That is a bummer because
you're pranking no one.
Yeah, his reaction would have been priceless. Oh,
that would have been perfect. Yeah. I could just see it. Who keeps putting this back at my desk?
Oh, yeah, I could see his face.
Oh, yeah. He'd go into investigation mode.
David?
Absolutely, yeah.
What was his pet deer's name?
Lightfoot.
Lightfoot, thank you. And then he had a raccoon named Herb or something. Herbie?
Herman.
But the jig is up, I guess.
Yeah.
So it wasn't him. It's the cleaning people that put him. I'm sorry to them.
Oh, man.
Before you go.
Yes.
Real quick. Number one Christmas movie. I know what yours is, Pat.
Absolutely. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Chevy Chase.
Yep.
And Beverly D'Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron.
Yeah. Randy Quaid.
Aaron, do you have one?
Oh, snap. I did not expect this. I'm just going to say The Grinch with Jim Carrey.
You're a mean one.
Oh, no. Polar Express.
Oh. Well, yeah. Tom Hanks. That's
not bad.
Yeah. Yep.
Animated.
Yeah.
Do you have one, Paul?
I don't know if it's necessarily a Christmas movie, but it's a movie that I like to watch around Christmas. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Because the last scene reminds me of Christmas, the holiday, right?
Yeah, there's a scene in there that's hilarious.
Well, I mean,
there's few scenes.
I'll just say the great line. That's not a pillow.
If I had to pick one, it's kind of old school, but it keeps showing up, and you can't turn it off when it's on in my house, and that's, you know, with Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah,
it's a Wonderful Life. I like it.
Yeah, that's a close second.
Well, thank you, Pat. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Pat.
Merry Christmas,
and
Larry.
Paul, who won't be with us next week. We'll be here.
Merry Christmas.
Slaving over a hot microphone Monday, Paul.
But we'll be thinking of you, Paul.
Wow. He'll be sleeping in after he gets, as Marty would say, hammered at the hockey game Sunday night. For The Drive at 5, top stories. Driving the day's news weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Well, today, for air traffic, it's one of the busiest days of the year as people get ready for the holidays. And the holidays, while they're exciting for most people, it also brings a level of anxiety the end of the year. A lot of things trying to anticipate being in situations with relatives that or people that you're not necessarily aligned with, we'll put it that way. So we've reached out to Carol Ward, who is a licensed psychotherapist and confidence expert and author of Worried Sick, Break Free from Chronic Worry to Achieve Mental and Physical Health. Carol, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
What do you mean by that?
Are
just
you
kidding.
Stressed?
Yeah. We all have these busy, busy schedules. Everyone's level's different. But as you well know, stress can drive people literally to the point of getting sick.
Absolutely. People just push themselves and they get sick and then they wonder why. So it's always good to take a little reset and try to think about what's been happening that I've driven myself to getting so sick.
So inside your book, to give us a little cliff notes on that part alone, one of the things that just I'm observing and happens to me is sometimes you doom scroll on social media when you could be using that time to, and you need time sometimes to break away and relax.
Yes. I always tell people when you hop on social media, and again, we all do it, it's totally fine. But think about why you're there, because I've had clients and patients say to me, you know, I was in a great mood, and then I hopped on Facebook or I hopped on Instagram, and all of a sudden, I was in that awful compare and despair mode where everyone's life looks better than mine, and I start to question my choices. So you have to be very, very mindful of why you're on social media. Is it for fun or is it to make yourself feel bad? Not a great way to live your life.
You have touched such a nerve because for a lot of people, the first thing they do in the morning is grab their phone and start looking at what's going on. And sometimes just the weight of the gravity of news itself. And then when you do the compare, what'd you say? I thought that was brilliant.
Compare and despair.
Compare and despair. And Aaron and I have talked about it. Our producer, she's the one that introduced us to the term doom scrolling. And it changes a person's mood. I've noticed over the years, too, you're talking to somebody, and maybe you're not, you know, 100% locked in, and they're looking at their phone, and they get text, right? So their mood changes. So you have no idea why somebody sent a text, and all of a sudden, they're disengaged. And all of this is a distraction from trying to get a point where you feel normal and relaxed.
This is so true, Larry. I tell people, because again, I'm a therapist, I'm a coach, I see the behind the scenes of people's lives, and everybody has a backstory. So when you jump on social media, whatever your favorite site is, and you see someone living their best life, believe me, there's a lot more to that image or those photos than you realize. I always tell people, if you want to set your day up for success, choose sites or choose things that inspire you. It could be, you know, good things that happened today, but be very specific about why you're going on that site and be very specific about the images and stories you read.
Yeah, and then, as you also know, the algorithms of what you're looking at are kind of being tracked. So if you're doom scrolling, for instance, we kind of joked. I looked at a monkey video once, and then I kept getting monkey videos. I mean, that wasn't changing my mood in a negative way, but I wanted it to stop. There are resources to be in a better place mentally. So give us some cheat codes as we go into the hectic holidays.
Well, you know, the thing about the holidays, Larry, is that it's not our fault that we're stressed because the holidays are built that way. When you think about it, from Halloween onward, we are just saturated with images and ads and commercials about how we should be spending our money and who we should be hanging out with. So part of it is not our fault, but it is our responsibility if we want to stay grounded during the holiday season. So I recommend that you take time to think about what it is that you want, and from there you can start making plans.
You know, I recently discovered this Words of Wise Mind, and one of the things that resonated was spend more time with people who make you feel like all parts of you are lovable.
Oh, that is great. And that is absolutely true. And one of the ways that you can create the kind of holiday season that you want is that once you get in touch with, well, what do I want my holiday season to be? Do I want it to be quiet? Do I want it to be festive? Is then to tell people, to have conversations with people in advance so that you and they are not surprised. And what I mean by that is, let's say you want to be healthier around food this season. You can't show up at your family's holiday dinner and say, oh, by the way, I've decided to become vegan when they've prepared all this food. It's not going to go over well. So I tell people a week, 5 days in advance, let them know that you're eating a different way. Tell them why it's important to you, feeling better, and that you'll bring stuff to take care of yourself and share with others. Don't catch people off guard.
Worried, sick, break free from the chronic worry to achieve mental and physical health. Carol Ward is licensed psychotherapist. I wish we had more time. Job security for you if you come around here. But thank you, Carol, and perhaps we'll talk again.
That'd be great, Larry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.